Ever feel like your brain's running a marathon, trying to keep up with, well, everything? Work deadlines, that new recipe you're dying to try, maybe even figuring out what that weird noise your car's making all at once.
Oh, absolutely. It's like we're constantly bombarded with information from every direction.
Right. And that's what makes today's deep dive so fascinating. We're talking about a system that wants to take all that data overload and, get this, turn it into music.
Music to our ears, literally.
Exactly. Okay, so for this one, we're diving into a research paper from the 2016 International Conference on the Internet of Things, all about something called ambient rhythm.
And the core idea here is surprisingly intuitive. They basically argue that we're way better at processing sound than we give ourselves credit for.
Okay, I can get behind that. Like, I can tell if my dog's about to bark, just by the way he breathes.
There you go. Or think about how you can walk into a room and instantly tell if the mood's off, even if no one said a word.
It's all about picking up on those subtle audio cues.
Precisely. And these researchers wanted to see if we could use those same skills to monitor all sorts of things just by listening.
So instead of staring at a million different screens or apps, mm-hmm. we could just, like, listen for changes in the background music of our lives.
You got it. They call it ambient rhythm, and it's designed to give you a continuous understanding of different processes just through sound.
Okay, I'm intrigued, but also a little skeptical. How would that even work? Does my coffee machine suddenly become Mozart?
Not quite Mozart, but you do get to choose sounds that represent different things. So you've got that 3D printer you were talking about earlier.
Let's go with that, yeah.
You could have a low hum that plays while it's printing. As it gets closer to being done, that hum might get a bit faster, a little higher pitched.
So it's not just a matter of, like, an alarm going off if something's wrong.
No, it's much more nuanced. It's about subtle variations in sound that your brain learns to interpret, almost like a language. And because it's rooted in rhythm, you can theoretically monitor a bunch of stuff at once. Your download could be a steady beat. Your plants could be a chime that changes tempo as they get thirsty.
So you're telling me I could conduct my entire life like it's an orchestra? That's a pretty wild concept. But did they actually test if people could actually use this thing?
They did. They had people try to monitor 5 simulated machines, think like a 3D printer, a sander, even a scanner, all represented by different sounds.
Were people totally lost?
Surprisingly, no. Even with just a little practice, they were able to identify the status of those machines pretty accurately, especially within a range of 2 levels.
2 levels, so like on versus off or something more complex.
Exactly. Or, say, printing versus printing almost finished. But here's the really cool part. With more training, people got incredibly good at it, almost perfect accuracy in some cases.
Okay, near perfect accuracy. I mean, color me impressed. But let's talk real-world applications here. How could this actually, you know, make our lives better?
Well, imagine this. You're finally home after a long day, ready to unwind.
Okay, I'm with you.
But instead of that constant barrage of notifications from your smart devices, everything just kind of hums along in the background.
I like the sound of that already.
Your refrigerator, for instance, might subtly change its tune as it reaches the ideal temperature. Or maybe a soft chime from your sprinklers tells you the garden's being watered. All without you ever having to glance at a screen.
Okay, that's pretty slick. No more notification fatigue. But what about something with a little more, I don't know, urgency? Like healthcare. Could this actually be used to help people?
Absolutely. Think about someone managing a condition like diabetes, where they need to keep a close eye on their blood sugar.
Right.
Instead of constantly pricking their finger or relying on a separate device, they could wear a sensor that translates those levels into, say, subtle changes in the music they're listening to.
Hold on, they'd basically be listening to their own health data in real time.
Exactly. And it's not just about monitoring. Imagine medication reminders seamlessly woven into your favorite playlist, so they feel less like a chore and more like a natural part of your routine.
That's actually brilliant. It's like turning something that could be stressful into something almost, dare I say, enjoyable. All right, you've sold me on the healthcare front. But what about something a little more, say, high stakes? Let's talk finances. Could this help someone like me finally make sense of the stock market?
Well, instead of those anxiety-inducing stock tickers, imagine if your portfolio was represented by a piece of music.
Okay, I'm picturing it.
A calm, steady melody could signal stability, while a more erratic tempo might indicate volatility. You're literally listening to the market's movements.
So no more panic selling every time the market dips. I just need to learn to read the music, right?
Precisely. It's about providing you with a constant, intuitive sense of the situation without overwhelming you with visual or auditory alarms.
Okay, this is all pretty mind-blowing stuff. But I have to ask, are there any downsides here? Because it seems almost too good to be true. I mean, there's got to be a limit to how many stock market crashes our brains can handle through sound alone.
Ryo, you're right. It's not a perfect system. One thing the researchers found is that people did have trouble distinguishing between sounds that were very similar. Like a 3D printer and a regular printer both kind of worry, you know?
So like trying to pick out your best friend's voice in a crowded room.
Yeah.
Tough, but doable.
Exactly. And the other thing is, you know how sometimes too much of a good thing can be, well, too much?
Well, tell me about it.
If you were trying to monitor like 10 different processes at once, imagine how noisy that soundscape would get.
Yeah, that wouldn't be very relaxing, would it? It'd be like listening to an orchestra where every musician's playing a different song at the same time.
And that brings up a really interesting question. The researchers were focused on creating an effective monitoring system, not necessarily like writing a hit song.
Right. So more function over form.
Exactly. But it does make you wonder, what if this technology could be used to make genuinely beautiful music that just also happened to carry information?
Wait, so my to-do list could become the next chart topper.
Imagine listening to your favorite album, but hidden within the music are cues that remind you to pick up groceries later, or that your next meeting's about to start. Instead of interrupting you, those reminders just become part of the experience.
So it's not about replacing the way we experience the world visually. It's more like adding this whole other layer of sensory input.
Exactly. It's about working with our brains, not against them. Who knows? Maybe someday we'll be downloading emotions, memories, even dreams as easily as we stream music today.
Okay, now that's a future I can get behind. Well, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive into the world of data turned into music. Until next time, keep your ears open to the possibilities. You never know what you might discover.